a Breton and Cornish set of music from Chico Schwal, who is one third of the band joining me today in the Saturday Cafe. Gilly Doo and the Don'ts, welcome.
Good morning.
Hillary Spencer, Jeremy. Brain just went blank. Last name, please.
Wegner.
Wegner, I know that. And Chico Schwal joining me today. And welcome to the cafe on this wee hour of the musician morning. Pop quiz first. What the heck is Gilly Doo? Or a Gilly Doo? Or who is?
Gilly Doo is actually the tooth fairy, among other duties that he has.
He's not really a tooth fairy. He's a Scottish fairy. He's a Scottish fairy who has a particular association with trees and children.
He's an Oregon fairy, then.
He's kind of an Oregon fairy. Yeah, he's kind of an Oregon country fair fairy.
Oregon country fairy.
Or maybe I'll play that role this year. But the name didn't really have any special significance. Mm-hmm. I just kind of liked the sound of it. And then Jeremy suggested the don'ts because...
Because he do and we don't.
Yeah, because he's always looking out for me and making sure I'm on my best behavior.
I'd read also that in some Scottish tunes, it's a code word for Bonnie Prince Charlie.
Is that right?
Yeah, because he's dark and mysterious and somewhere far away. And
I think almost anything in Scottish folk song is a code word for Bonnie
Prince Charlie. And as far as the dark and mysterious, as far as the dark and mysterious part, everything I've ever read has just led me to the conclusion that he was really just kind of a worthless poofter.
I do not disagree, but only because this is an Irish show, not a Scottish show.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
What is it about Irish music that, attracts you from no matter where you start in the musical spectrum, sooner or later you seem to wind up here?
All the loose nuts and bolts roll to one end of the table.
That's interesting that you say that because that's one of the things that really appeals to me about it is that some people do like to get very, officious with it, and they say, well, this is what you do in Irish fiddling, for example. This is what you do. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what you aren't supposed to do, And I don't really respond very well to that sort of thing. And I think there is like so much room for improvisation and self-expression in the form of music that sometimes you don't really get in a lot of other types of music.
And a bit cerebral here.
There are so many styles.
Sorry, I forgot it was so early. No, man, I've been rehearsing this all night.
There are so many styles, Sligo style, or that you can just say, well, this is Eugene style Irish music.
Exactly.
That's the way it's done here. Yeah. Come to San Mons and I'll prove it.
Yeah, and I'm Welsh and English by birth, but I don't think that genetics really has a whole lot to do with it. I know plenty of Japanese people that get pulled into playing Irish music.
I just got a great new Irish album from Sweden in the mail last week. I'm going to play it later in the show today.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's just really just bitching music.
We should have a live example. What do you think?
Yeah.
Play something for us.
Yeah, of course. We're going to do a set of jigs from Ireland. I think they're all from... No, two from Ireland, one from Scotland. Like, it matters. But the first one's called Tom Billy's Jig. And then the Banks of Loch Downa. And the Thornton Jig. So... Thank you.
I think we are all sufficiently awake now.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm ready for a nap.
More coffee.
Joining me on the Saturday Cafe this morning, Gilly Doo and the Don'ts. Does the fiddle always lead? I was noticing, Hillary, that you were kind of calling the changes in that set.
No, it's really...
It's a nasty job, and someone's got to do it.
Well, I'm sort of like really, really just sort of the spark plug. It's really a consensual... It's a lot more consensual than it looks from the outside.
Yes, and in this, like everything else, no means no.
Well, it's rather than like barking out commands, it's really more that I'm sort of asking permission to go on to the next tune, because I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, if somebody didn't really get the tune, the first three times, they want to go for a fourth to really get it solid. You know, uh-huh. I'm always open, you know, for that, you know, to that option. So
there actually is a tradition with a lot of information attached to it, a lot of nuance and subtlety, but we're not really nuance and subtlety kind of guys.
Speak for yourself. Wait, okay, never mind.
I have to admit, I've been spending a lot of time in the singer-songwriter world, and it's fun being back in the folk process. I'm wondering, you know, is the folk process still working? Are people learning songs from each other, or is it all, you know, I heard this on this album or downloaded this?
Absolutely. I mean, we'll learn a new tune, and, you know, I'll look at it in the music, but it's usually not exactly the same as it is on the music, and there's different variations on it. That maybe Hillary's responsible for, or maybe someone,
else. Right, blame it on the hippie, right? no, but actually, a really good example was something Chica brought up the other night. He was messing around with this tuning for the guitar that he learned. It was that Robert Fripp tuning that turned out to be really, really useful in a Celtic music context, you know, and this is from Robert Fripp, the guitarist for King Crimson, you know. It's like,
that's folk,
you
know, music.
So he didn't know what music, a great tuning he was devising for
Irish musicians.
You know, music on a page didn't kill off the oral tradition, nor did radio, nor did any series of formats of recorded music, and it won't in the future either.
Sure.
Oh, not even, yeah, the internet.
Well, actually, that was kind of the crux of my point, was that Chica kind of picked this up, this tuning up, from the guitarist for Vesson, who we saw just a few weeks ago. Yeah, and you know, I mean, so it's this tuning that's used in a Scandinavian musical Swedish context, but is insanely useful for
and it's just, you know, really cool too.
Yeah.
Is it the tuning you're about to play in now?
No.
No.
This is, okay. Yeah, this is a very obscure tuning, E A, D, G, B, E, variously called standard.
Suitable for playing standards of most types of music.
I've actually forgotten how to do that tuning. It's been so long.
Well, we need to make sure people know that you're performing tonight at Sam Bond's Garage, 9:30 showtime.
Yep.
9:30 show, low cover, bring your friends, Dre Cash.
Yeah.
There'll be no green beer there at all, just the usual assortment.
No Danny Boy.
Fine microbrews.
Yeah.
One more tune, please. All play right. Us out.
Should we just go right into Carthy's, maybe?
Yeah, let's do Carthy's.
Want to do that? Okay. Yeah.